this time on the 6th of June 1944, 80 years ago, the Normandy coast had just been saved. It was the start of the largest amphibious invasion in the history of warfare, the start of Allied operations which would ultimately liberate Western Europe. In just a few minutes' time on that day 80 years ago, British landing craft would arrive at Sword Beach, the most eastern in Normandy. Major Stitwell was part of the 11th Ordnance Beach Detachment during D-Day. He was part of the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Throughout this morning, we're going to hear accounts of people who were there, collected for us by the Their Finest Hour project, a project run by the University of Oxford.
On beaching, the ramp was lowered. Personnel left the craft and waded onto the beach from about 3 feet of water, a matter of only a few yards. The beach was still under machine gun fire, also shell and mortar fire, and owing to the great number of tanks still on the beach, the vehicles containing the anti-tank guns were unable to get clear until about 45 minutes after beaching. Further two craft loads were beached, and personnel landed at H plus 120 minutes. During the whole of D-Day, sniping and mortar fire was fairly continuous.